Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll be looking at a report that shows that there's a really big shortage of agricultural workers in Canada. It could be an outlet for some people from Ireland. But first, I'm going to speak with the IFA Environment Chairman, Thomas Cooney, in relation to the Farm Hazardous Waste Collection Service. He's been telling me about the scheme and what he feels needs to be done. You are calling on the Environment Minister, Dennis Naughton, to immediately move to establish a permanent service for the annual collection of waste materials. We do have a real problem here.
Yes, basically what has been happening up to now is the companies, the chemical companies and the drug companies, do pay a fee to repack, to remove the and that removes the responsibility of them for collecting any hazardous materials that's left over or containers. And repack do only have to 20% recycling, so they can do cardboard or they can do other materials. And basically what's happening is that the hazardous waste stuff isn't being recycled, so you have Chagas and the EPA and the Department of Agriculture are coming together to do what repack should have been doing. So what we'd be calling on the Minister is to divert that money, either divert that money away from repack into to some company such as IFFPG, who are actively engaging with farmers and recycling farm plastic, and divert the money for the hazardous chemicals and let them do it, or force the repack to do it themselves and leave a permanent solution in place for farmers.
So fair to say there probably is a fair amount of waste material out there, everything ranging from veterinary medicine bottles to chemical drums, used engine oil, that really isn't going where it should be going for recycling.
Yes, and there's chemicals that's gone out of date, and maybe our stuff that farmers didn't use if they bought it, and didn't use the whole lot of a drug or something like that, and there was a wee drop left in the bottom of it. That you're not supposed to dump that into a landfill, you know. So that's so it's supposed to be collected and disposed of in the proper way that it won't damage the environment.
And sometimes we do have pilot programs, and we do have certain waste collection days or weeks. But that's really not really enough, because these hazardous wastes could be left on a farm for a much longer period of time than is really desirable.
Yeah, well, what's there at the minute is a temporary fix up once annual temporary fix, and what we're looking for is something permanent to be put in place that will be available for farmers to get disposing of those materials.
IFA Environment Chairman Thomas Cooney. Well, in Canada, there's a real shortage of agricultural workers. To look at a report that's just been issued, I've been speaking with Amy Ford, agriland.ie journalist, and we also touched on the basic payment scheme and young farmers scheme, with today being particularly important on both fronts. An article that caught my attention recently was one that you had done about the situation in Canada, where there's a real shortage of agricultural workers. So, on the surface of things, this could be an opportunity for some people from Ireland.
Hi, Chris. Yeah, it's definitely an opportunity for young people in Ireland, even for other people in Ireland, to get out to Canada and get a bit of maybe possible work experience on Canadian farms. A report there by the Canadian Agriculture Human Resource Council, even Agriculture 2025, on the labour challenges that Canadian agriculture faces, has found that the industry is going to be short in the region of over 110,000 workers by 2025, which is a massive shortage. And so the gap between the labour demand and the domestic workforce is kind of what's the cause of this, and a lot of retirements from older aged people in the workforce there.
Yeah, now it's a common problem in many countries that there's an ageing workforce, and it's getting young people into it. And we don't want to be overly encouraging people to leave our shores, but as you touched on there, often people go abroad and they can get what can prove to be invaluable experience and maybe bring back ideas and implement them here.
Yes, definitely. There's also several visa programs that Irish people could apply for if they wanted to go. And I'm sure that people in agricultural courses in third level education here could apply to do their placements in Canada. It'd be something different. We're used to people going to New Zealand and sticking around Ireland and maybe going to the UK. Canada could be a whole new experience. And like you said, they could bring back some experience to Irish farms.
We don't hear too much about Canadian agriculture, but obviously it's on the doorstep of the United States and their output is expanding considerably. And all the indications are that that's going to be the case in the future.
Yeah, definitely. While their output's going to be expanding, as with everything, the sustainability of the sector is at risk, according to this report. The rising number of retirements and like seasonal fluctuations, as well as the rural, I don't want to call it rural isolation, but it's agriculture in Canada is much like Ireland. It's in the rural parts of the country, and it's attracting people to that and young people that seems to be causing the problem. There's 2 million Canadians employed in the agri-food and agriculture sector, and that accounts for 12% of the employment. So it's a big employer there.
And it's such a vast country, and as you mentioned there, you could maybe get employment, but you could be quite a long way from any of the major centres.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose, not to go back to New Zealand again, but we do hear about it. People going to New Zealand or Canada and they're working on visas and they're miles from kind of civilization. So I suppose it's much like a lot of people in Ireland gravitating towards the towns and cities here. In Canada, they just don't want to seem to go back into the rural mode where they're working on the farm and just living in kind of smaller town communities, smaller communities compared to big cities.
And has the Canadian government made it quite clear that they are welcoming people to come in from other countries?
I'm not completely sure about the Canadian government welcoming other people in, but there definitely is an attraction there for seasonal workers, for foreign workers, and the workforce there is depending on some seasonal workers that are from outside of Canada at the moment, but I wouldn't be 100% certain on the government calling for other people from other countries to come in. They're definitely looking at upskilling the current workforce and attracting younger people into the industry there.
Now, turning to a couple of other matters, the basic payment scheme, the next instalment should be out today.
Yeah, today, yesterday, the Department of Agriculture announced that the balance and payments under the basic payment scheme will be issuing today. So in October last was 76. Farmers received a 70% advance on their basic payments. So in the region of 120,000 farmers will be in the region of 120,000 farmers will be in receipt of this payment. And to date, that is the payout from the basic payment scheme is at €1.1 billion from the department.
And this is significant, and it's important for cash flow.
Definitely. Cash flow difficulties are facing many farms at the moment. We've had a pretty bad weather across the country, I suppose, more so along the western seaboard than the eastern side of things. And this year, along with poor grain harvests, low prices of milk, again, beef prices are low as well. There's nothing to shout home about there. So this will definitely be a welcome boost before Christmas.
And also worth pointing out that the Young Farmers Scheme today also is an important day there.
Yeah, so young farmers, approximately 8,600 young farmers applied to the scheme in 2016, and that's up slightly on last year. And again, 2% of the basic payment monies 2% of the basic payment monies goes into the Young Farmers Scheme, and is in the region of €24 million annually allocated into it. And again, this will be a good boost for young farmers before Christmas and at this time of year as well, after the harvest and everything has been done and cows are being dried off at the moment.
Amy Ford there, journalist with agriland.ie. The latest Chagosk review and forecast for 2017 has just been produced. It shows that there will be a slowdown in growth in global milk production in 2017. And that should mean that dairy margins will increase, with milk prices forecast to be 20% higher. Irish milk production should also increase, providing an additional boost to the dairy farm bottom line. By contrast, the Irish beef sector is facing into a difficult year in 2017. Beef supplies across the EU are forecast to increase next year. Demand for beef in the EU is not particularly strong, and EU beef prices are likely to fall by up to 10%. Given that the UK market is particularly important for Irish beef exports, the weakness of sterling will also have an adverse impact on beef prices in Ireland, which are forecast to decline by 12%. Tillage farmers will be hoping for a better year in 2017, but this will be contingent on the level of the global grain harvest. High global grain stocks levels mean that even if yields are lower, any upward movement in cereal prices will be limited. Overall, the increase in profitability in the dairy sector in 2017 is forecast to be sufficient to offset a significant decline in beef farm income, leaving overall agricultural income in Ireland about 5% higher next year. One other bit of farming news before we finish up. The Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Michael Creed, has announced that he has appointed Mr. Padraic Gibbons as the new chair of the Independent Commonage Implementation Committee. Mr. Gibbons, a Mayo farmer, has experience of many aspects of the agricultural sector and has previously chaired the Independent Appeals Committees established to deal with both the operation of the Disadvantaged Area Scheme and the review of the Land Parcel Identification Scheme. He's a prominent figure in Irish agriculture, being a former president of the Irish Cooperative Organisation Society, the coordinating body for the cooperative movement, and a member of the ICOS board. He's a former chairperson and current board member of Arrivo, and a member of the boards of Chagas and the National Dairy Council. Mr. Gibbons will be joined on the committee by nominees from the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, the Department of Arts, Heritage, Regional, Rural and Gaeltacht Affairs and Chagas. The committee, whose work on outstanding cases will commence shortly, will have a role in examining cases where there may be disagreement or difficulties in reaching agreement between active shareholders in the preparation of a glass commonage management plan. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices: steers making €3.70 a kilo and heifers making €3.85 a kilo. Cows €3 a kilo O grade, R grade €3.10 a kilo, U grade €3.30 a kilo. And sheep prices: spring lamb €4.65 a kilo to 23 kilos, ewes making €2.40 to €2.50 a kilo. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. From me, Chris Ashmore, thanks for listening. Until next week, goodbye.